Blog Talk Radio.
Let me talk to you. Tonight is the night. I want to be close to you. Ooh, I need you, baby, to make sweet love to me. Ooh, can you stand up in it, baby? Can you give me what I need? Love me, yeah, yeah. That you please me tonight, yeah. See, we're all alone. I'm gonna make you feel right at home here inside of me, baby. Give me what I need. Love me.
Because it's all about love, and that's what this show is all about. We love you so much that we're willing to step out of our comfort zone, let you know by playing that music. We don't own the rights to it, but we want you to understand that it's all about love. It's all about doing whatever it takes to make sure we're successful at what we're doing, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, we're having some challenges with our network, so but we're going to work it out, give it a chance. Sometimes the internet does this. Sometimes it has a challenge going on, and we'll lose the connection. But you know what? God is blessing us to continue to move forward with our show. All right, this is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and we're so glad to have an opportunity to broadcast on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. As we move forth and try to get our network back up running like it's supposed to, it's reconnecting and reconnecting, but we're still pretty much live on Blog Talk Radio. Now, you can call in. Your call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to what we're talking about, what we're trying to share about reading and understanding your, come on, truly understand, understanding your credit report. Because a lot of times we don't quite understand what we're dealing with. First of all, you have to make sure you check it first. But that's something we're going to make sure we talk about as we move forward. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. This radio station coming to existence beginning of the year. See, 2021 is God is blessing us, but 20 allowed us to be where we are today. So we're taking advantage of it, and we're using. Now, we're also being broadcast on Facebook, having a few challenges with one of my devices, but you know we're going to hang in here longer. I can have you up running and have you in some phase. I want you to be a part of it. Again, call in it. If you're getting a problem with the visual part, call in. That's where I can hear your voice and see that you are listening. And that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. We also want you to check us out, like I say, on Facebook. It's facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. If you want to check us out on Instagram, where you can watch us and you can be live with me, that's Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. We also have a Twitter account, and we tweet the show. We do it through Twitter, Periscope, every now and then. We do it, try to keep stay on top of that as well. You can check us out if you want to be a part of it by tweeting the show. You can go to WVSW_internet_talk_radio, as well as at the Smith Way Production, at Larissa D. Smith 15. On Instagram, I just gave you the coach, Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. You also can go to at Larissa D. Smith 15, at WVSW_internet_talk_radio. That way you can be with us in many ways. Now, again, as I mentioned, Facebook. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight. Today is the day I get, you know, sometimes I'm on at nighttime so much, and I kind of get my days kind of twisted up, but we're here at the noonday hour. We're so glad to have a chance to have these individuals join. I mentioned already Rachel Robinson, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, joining us behind the mask ministry. We also have Paris Yvette Jeter joining us as well. Thank you, Paris, so much for taking the opportunity. I've seen your name several times up. We also have Latay Pickett with Inspire to Inspire Ministry. She's really, really driving force and driving that home, making sure people are inspired. She inspired me. I go back to when I first made connection with her about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We was able to connect, and I brought her on the show, and she inspired the whole cast and shared some things they was doing, and they're still doing. Now, we also want to now offer our prayers. She's going through a time when she's working on some physical things to get herself in order, and, you know, it's a blessing. God is so good. We have to give him the praise now because he'll bring us from a lower point in life and bring us to the highest point. And that's what he's doing. But it is a process. It's day by day. So, Latay, we're praying for you. We're asking God just to continue to put his arms around your body and continue to lift you, heal you how you see fit. Because that's what it's all about. God is in charge. And if you understand that, he will bless you in many ways. And I truly, truly understand that. So we're going to take this opportunity to share something with you. At the end of my show, I always say and tell everybody, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. That's a hashtag. Hashtag. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. We just ask you to accept that love. Open your heart to get that love because it's coming. When I'm offering this information to you, it's truly, truly, truly coming from my heart because I love you, because I want you to have this information, because I want you to prosper, and I want you to grow. And that's what it's all about, having knowledge. And gaining knowledge, it gives you power. And that's what it's all about. Now, before we move forward, we always do our Black History Moment. And everybody always say, it was in February. No, Black History is every day for me. And I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it's every day. So we're going to mention, and I always say, I focus on my fraternity brothers who have made an impact in our world and in our society. We're going to truly, truly give a shout out to this young man in the gospel world. You know of him. You have heard him. He's often have songs that are coming out. Brother Kurt Carr, a member of Zeta Lambda, chapter out the University of Connecticut. He's a gospel recording artist. And so proud to recognize him making an impact. Have many songs. You can go check him out. But a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, my fraternity brother, I'm going to say, go mob, blue five, keep on grinding, make it do what it do. All right, let's move forward to talk about how do you read and understand your credit report. The first thing you have to make sure you do, and we have to truly, truly understand this, is that you have to pull your credit report on a regular basis. Some people say at least a minimum of a once a year. I say once a month. Because your credit score changes from day to day and sometimes week to week. So you have to actually understand what you're reading and understand what you need to see on that credit report that's going to help your credit from maybe plummeting where you can't get those things. Because it's a tough feeling when you go to get a new car, if that's what you want, or a used car, something you just want to change, your car and broke down, you want to have financing for your transmission, you want to have, and you can't get it financed because your credit score, someone has something that's derogatory or incorrect or inaccurate and cause your credit score to fall and plummet. You want your credit score to continue to rise every day. But I also remind people as I work with them through my financial solution division of the Smith Way Enterprise is that your score is going to have a tendency to go up and have a tendency to go up. It may drop 10 points and go up 10 points, or drop 20 points and go up 30 points. That's how it works, but you have to stay on top of it. You got to understand what you're reading and how to make sure. Now, you may ask in your mind, why do I need to really check my credit report? You need to check your credit report because of things that might be opened up on your credit account. People have to understand that sometimes your accounts are closed and sometimes accounts are open. You have to be very careful because some people can have a tendency. That's why you have to on these devices, this technology, be careful about putting your vital information on, you know, buying things, for example. You might use a credit card. Credit card is pretty much protected. But when you put your Social Security number, when you're filling out this application, they ask you for your Social Security number. They ask you for your date of birth. They ask you for all that vital information. Be very careful because someone can take that information and open up an account and drain you. And it takes years to clear that up. It don't take months. It takes years to clear that up. And I want you to understand, that's why you have to regularly check your credit report. Understand what's on your credit report. Understand that the current balance of each of your accounts is going to be on your credit report. That's so important. You need to know what the current balance is. Too many times we kind of forget that, you know, because I paid $50, I paid $60, you know, my balance should change. But you got to remember, you got an APR in there, which is an interest rate, and that interest rate had an average percentage rate, APR. And if it's 26%, you got to remember that 26% is that 20%, 26% that takes out every month or every 2 weeks in some cases. You have to be very careful when you're signing and not reading the fine print. You have to read the fine print because it will be reflected on your credit report. Make sure you understand that the date that you may open up a loan. You may thought you opened the loan up on the 21st, truly the loan because you signed the papers on the 21st was not input into, think about it now, input into the services that the provider might not be to the first of the month. So I didn't open this loan when truly you did open this loan up, but you did it and they didn't input it. So you have to stay on top of this. So you have to know that your credit report is the only way they can tell you, because you got to remember, if you're purchasing a car, they just say what we call in-between division. That's you have the finance company, and then you have the car dealership. They're in between. Their paperwork don't go in immediately all the time. They'll check your credit report. They'll do all that on that day. They sort of allow you, trusting you on good faith that you're going to be able to pay for that car. So they check your credit report based on the history. So you got to understand what's on that. So periodically go through and check your credit report. It's so important. The call in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give your location and offer your expertise, comments, or questions. All right, the next reason why you need to make sure, and I found this out myself, and it's dealing with when you're trying to refinance your home. You know, they have the title company that has a part in there. You have the finance company, you have the title company, and what they do, they have a tendency to go and check and see. someone can put a lien, whether it's a bankruptcy, tax lien, on your credit report and on your home, and you may not know anything about it. Because I encountered that, and I was totally shocked because I didn't know who it was. Even though the amount was only $700-something, I was able to find out when I was refinanced, when they looked and they said, there's a lien on the title. Do you know who this is? No, I don't know who this is. But they had a name, someone that had the same name I have, different address, even in the same, not so much in the same county, but not the same town, but in the same county. So they thought they were suing the person, but they were suing, it had sued me, and they put a lien on my home. So I had didn't even know it. And I check mine on a regular basis. Sometimes some things don't show up. So you have to understand what you're looking for. Work through it. Go through it line by line. Line items, we talk. Now, the next reason you want to make sure that your identifying information, your name, your address, and Social Security number is on there, and it's the correct one. I just said somebody had put a lien, and it was somebody just because they had my name, and they actually had the spelling like some spell it with the O, but the address, the city, had nothing to do. I had never lived in that city. I had nothing to do with that. Didn't even know who the person was. So the lien, I mean, the title company was able to address it because I wrote a letter to them and said, I don't know and I'm not aware of this. So they was able to address it. When they went to the probate office, they was able to send information, said, this is not this individual. This needs to be removed off your credit report. If I had never generally checked it, but it was during the time because I, you know, it just didn't pop up. It didn't show up because it was with the lien. It was a lien on the title, and sometimes your title information don't show up. So make sure you keep out. How do you read your credit report? It's so important. This is so important that you have to make sure you keep in mind. Pay close attention to the fields that reporting the company name, the account number, the date the account was open, the name on the account, remember that? I just mentioned that. Month review, because see, they run reviews every month. High credit. See, you might not be aware. You call yourself getting that credit card with one of the well-known stores, JCPenney's, Dillard's, and you didn't realize that credit, it was so high. You didn't realize, and you had, oh, I hadn't purchased all that, but you know, over time you can. So make sure you look for that high credit. Last activity. Dealing with each, and it's going to be broken down for each one of them now. We're not talking about it's going to be a summation of everything in one sentence. Each company will have it. So that's why you got to know what you're looking for so you can identify the status of your account. Is it in good standing? Think about it. Or you've been late 30 days. You thought you was paying it. You paying it based on the due date. And a lot of times you got to remember the statement date. It's the important date. Sometimes you may get a communication from someone who's sending you a statement and they say pay immediately. But you say my due date is only until the 31st. So you're waiting, and you come, if it comes out on the 1st, it becomes, by the 31st, 30 days, beyond 30 days. You have to remember that, even though you're, because you got to remember, once you pay it, unless you indicate that it is paid, it doesn't matter. If it comes from some kind of account, bank account, even a credit card that's attached to a bank account, it still takes a couple of days before it's processed. So you have to remember that. Sometimes if you go pay the bill and you don't change it, say you want to get paid on that day that you're paying it, they'll roll it over to due date. You may fall into the 30-day window. So make sure you keep in mind that you're watching just those small things, you know, the status of it. What's the terms? What terms on there for that credit card? You know, look and see the terms on there. The balance. Make sure the balance is right. That's why you need to read and look at your credit report. Make sure the dollars for those accounts are right. Make sure there's no past due amount. If it is, you must bring it current. You must bring it current. Because 30 can turn to 60. And that's one of the first things when a lender begin to look at your credit report, they look at things like your activity, your past due amount. They look at your balance. And you have to be very careful about date reported. When do they report this to the credit bureau? I looked at my account yesterday and they reported tomorrow. That's why you have to check it once a month. Check it regularly so you can have enough knowledge and understanding. Again, the calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. You get an opportunity to chat with me, ask you questions you need to ask.
Type it in on Facebook.
In the comment part, if you have some questions, type it in. I'll do my best to make sure I get it. Type it in on Instagram, or call in. You know, once you ask your question, give your comment, we can move forward. All right, next thing is we want to focus on is when you're reviewing, and the thing is how to read your credit report. This is when you're reviewing your credit report. This is how you read it. The first thing on your credit report, on each credit report, is your credit history. That's a very important thing. You know, I always tell, especially when I talk with young people, I try to share with them, it is important that you stay on a job longer than a year, 6 months. You can't change job every 2 months trying to hunt the money because you want to do more things. It affects you. It affects your history, your job history. Same way with credit history. You can't just go out and open up 10 different credit cards. You know, Fingerhut got a deal here. You know, we're going to open up a gas card. We're going to open up a dealer's card, Sears card. We want to open up, we want to move forth a JCPenney card. We want a belt. We want to try to get something through Chase. We're trying to get all these credit cards, and all these credit cards going to show your history. And the key to your history is making sure you pay your bill. If you have a credit card, let's hold on to that credit card. Pay it on time for a long period of time. Do not go in there and get the credit card. The first day you got the credit card, you go out to that store, or go out to that jeweler, go out to somewhere, and you use that credit card, or you go on a trip, and you spend it, and your balance go from zero to 2,000. That's not good. That's not good. Because they're always looking at your debt-to-income ratio. You can't do that. The ideal is you create the card in a lot of cases for rainy day. Don't splurge when you don't have to. I understand being spontaneous, going places is important, but plan it. It's part of your budget. Make sure you plan it. That way your credit history will be in order. Now, pay close attention again when you're reviewing your credit card. Reviewing your credit report, specific fields I want you to look at. I mentioned some things up top. Again, making sure you look at it and you see what company is on your credit report. Because they create a history with you. And they can hurt you. Make sure you know what account number. Pull your card out. Pull your paperwork out. Check your account number. Make sure you do that because those two things are so important right there when you're looking at your credit history. All right, the next thing is what is a FICO score? FICO score. See, always when I try to share things with people, I try to share the history that goes along with it. You said, what is the FICO? What's FICO? It's an acronym for something. It originally started as the Fair, Isaac, and Company. And it's based out of San Jose, California. And it focused on credit scoring service. And was founded by Bill Fair and Earl Isaac in 1956. It's your FICO score. And you got to understand, it's important that what is a, you know, how is it measured? What is the purpose of it? It is to, again, focus on your credit. It's a service that focuses on your credit score. You know, it measures. Let me tell you the couple things that it measures. It measures consumer credit risk. Repeat it. It measures consumer credit risk. Is it worth me risking to allow you to get this car? Got to be able to read. That's your FICO score consists of, first, as I said, measuring consumer credit risk. It has a fixture of consumers lending in the United States, the FICO score. It'll have that company have all of those lending agencies where you can borrow money from to purchase the things you need to purchase. The FICO score is a three-digit score, a three-digit number. Based on the information, now remember this, on your credit report. It can start at 300, it can go up 800 plus. Three scores, three numbers, three numbers, three numbers. I'm going to say it three times because it's so important. And it's based on your credit report, based on your credit history, based on you paying your bills, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, making sure you want to get about a job, you know, based on your job. You've been on your job long enough. You know, these kind of things that helps and creates what we call a measure your FICO score. Just remember, it's the Fair, Isaac, and Company. That's their company, FICO. Bill Fair, Earl Isaac, created this company called FICO, and it checks it. In return, as it measures your consumer score, a report, your credit report, the last thing it does, it also affects how much you can borrow. Also affects how many months you have to repay. It also how much it will cost, meaning the interest rate. That's what your FICO score is all about. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line. You can chat with me, and let's share some thoughts. Type in some questions, because the knowledge is here, and we want you gaining knowledge is power, and that's what you want to make sure you do. All right, now the next question that we want to focus on, next topic we want to focus on, how important is the FICO score? The FICO score helps million of people like you and others gain access to credit they need to do things like get an education. You know, if you fill out the education student loan, they check your credit report. They check your FICO score. Buy your first home, eventually your second one, and your third one, and your fourth one. Cover medical expense. It can be very costly. $17,000 if you go into the hospital, depending on what it is, for one day. $17,000. So your FICO score allows you to be covered because you can get credit to cover it. And that's what it's all about. So we have to kind of keep it in mind. It also allows you to get what we call insurance. Some insurance require you to have a FICO score at a certain level. Also, some utility companies will check your FICO score. That way they can set the terms of the service. See, we didn't think everybody, you have to understand, is reading that and understanding that credit report is what we want you to make sure you have. We're doing it block by block. We want you to know we're taking all these important things out so you can understand. Now, the lender dealing with a FICO score have the range I mentioned from 300 to 800 plus. You have 800 plus is excellent. If your score is 800 plus, it's excellent. I heard people, I'm trying to get 800. But there's a little drawback. I mentioned on a couple of shows ago, just because you have an 800 score don't always mean that you can get what you want, because they look at more than just the 800 score. That's a means of checking to make sure your credit is in excellent shape. But if your debt to income ratio is so high and you struggling, even though you got an 800 score, you paid all your bills, you did everything, you still, your 800 may not be any good in some cases. 740 to 799 is considered to be very good, your FICO score. 670 to 739 is good and represent what we call the median credit score range. Let me repeat that. 670 to 739 is good and represent what we call the median credit score range. Now, from 580 to 669 is fair. The score is below average of the U.S. consumer. Many lenders still will approve your loan with this score. But if you get below 580, we have some challenges. I have a couple of clients right now we're working on getting them where they need to be. And not saying they got 550 or below 580. We're just saying we're trying to get them. They're trying to get to the very good. They're trying to get the good. They're trying to get to the excellent. They're working hard. So they're doing some things they have to make sure. And sometimes it's a small thing. That's why you have to read your credit report. You have to read it because you might owe somebody $49. $49. And it can cause your score to drop. Pay them the $49. Especially if it's on your credit report, pay them. Your score will increase a plus 23 points. If you have several of those small ones on there, 49, 110, it might be a medical bill. It might be some of your older hospital. And you say, I'm going to pay them when I, you know, get ready to pay them when I get a chance. Okay, that's fine. Now, I know friends know me. Well, I said, well, as long as I owe them, they never go broke. But you know what? They can create some problems for you, too. See, some people say that because they may have a little money hung around. They can say, oh, I can go buy cash. I want to go past. And when you got money, you got collateral. When you got land, you got collateral. Just keep that in mind. But if you have neither one of them saved away or have any land, it's hard. So you pay those $49 for that emergency bill. Pay that $120. Pay that $210. And for every one of them you pay on your credit report, when you go and read it under your credit history, it's a plus 23 points. So if you got you have a score like 670 and you have three or four of those, just take 23 points times three. That's 69 additional points that your score is not going to go up to a 7-something. That's what it's all about, people. We have to understand how we're going to deal with this. Just a few more things we want to touch on. First of all, when you review your credit report, these are the following things you need to make sure you look. I mentioned earlier in the show, and I said you need to make sure you look at it and see what's on your report. And this is just just to reiterate this. You know, when you review your report, first of all, personal information section, make sure it's all correct. Make sure it's not incomplete. That's your name, address, and phone number, and etc. Public records section. Any lawsuits you was involved in, they'll have it on there. Check that and make sure. The next thing, credit account section. This is called your accounts, your commonly counts, your accounts. This is your credit history. That's for you. It says credit history for someone with a similar or the same name could be on your credit report. So you got to check your credit. I told you that happened to me in a lien. All right, next thing is credit inquiry. Make sure you focus on this. You know, any inquiries on your credit report. They have two types of inquiries they have. Hard inquiries, that's a car, some credit cards, a home, or it might be just you got so many credit cards and they start putting them in hard inquiries. Some people like, they come and say, oh, you pre-qualified. Okay, I'm going to sign up for that. Oh, you pre-qualified for that one. Don't do that. Please don't do that. You sign up for that one. You know, pre-qualified that one. Don't. That's too many credit cards at one time. And it comes a hard inquiry. Soft inquiries might be one credit card. It may be you going there, even something, even though they say it's hard, your student loan. It becomes a soft inquiry because they just want to know what your score is because they know it's a loan and you have to go to school and know the money ain't going directly going to the university and you work with the university and you're going to be, and it could be considered a soft inquiry. Those are some of the things we have to make sure we understand. Public record, I told you the section. Make sure you look and see if anything been additioned besides lawsuit, anything else they have on there. Liens. You have to make sure. You have to make sure. Then you make sure, look at that personal section. They have another section. See, they have a section in the beginning with the companies and everything. Then they have another section at the end of it that you have to make sure you keep a close eye on these personal statements that's put on there. All right. Quickly, I'm going to touch on one more thing. We're going to close it out because it's always good to come before you. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and that way you can call in and be a part of the show and ask the question you need to ask. All right. What are the 5 C's of credit? And I want you to make a note of it. There are 5 C's. The 5 C's is a system that is used to weigh characteristics of the borrower. 5 C's. And the condition of the loan. Also, attempt to estimate the chance of default. See, they can estimate whether you're going to default on this loan. It's not paying it. That's what default is. You're not paying it. And then also the 5 C's deal with consequences. That means the risk of a financial loss for the lender. See, look at all that when they're looking at your credit report. Quickly, we'll go back to the 5 C's and name them. You can write them down if you love to. Character goes on with everything, people. You see how character plays in your credit report and you've been financing things, getting credit, your character. Be careful. Make sure you live to the highest you can in righteousness. Please do that. Capacity, what you're capable of handling. Can he handle that? The capacity, your ability to pay or not pay. Capital, how much money I'm willing to give you, how much money you're willing to put back. I'm going to look what your salary is. I'm going to see how you're paying your bills. See, can your debt income ratio falls in that part right there. The other C is collateral. Remember I said, if you have money in the bank, it's easy to buy. If you own land, it's easy to buy because that's collateral. Can nothing out, a car is not really collateral because depreciate. Land don't ever depreciate. And cash money in the bank don't depreciate. So let's understand that C is very important, and I want us to become investors. I want us to get out and invest in ourselves. not talking about investing in somebody else, and create collateral. If you see a lot, you can buy a lot, because a lot may depend on where you are. You know, I was listening to somebody this today. A young man was on there on one of the talk shows, and he was talking about where he was sharing about he goes around, he buys a lot of property, and he was just talking about the cost to renovate a kitchen, bring your kitchen up to par in California. Will maybe he could? I'm just repeating it. $40,000 buys a house, and you know, $40,000 just for a kitchen would do the whole house. For example, in Alabama, Montgomery. So you had to, but getting that property, having it available, so you could have collateral. And last is conditions. There's conditions in that's going to be on your credit report that the lender is going to use. The five C's, which is in regards to your credit, is character, capacity, capital, collateral, and condition. Just remember that. Another question, do all debts show up on your credit report? Most debts can be listed on your credit report for 7 years. So it could be on that. In 7 years, it'll drop off. You know, after the credit bureau come, the credit bureau is the one that's going to remove it. Remember, your local credit bureau in your state can remove it. Once they remove it, all the old debts that's being reported on your credit report, you don't have to worry about it. They can remove it for 7 years. So keep that in mind. If most of it is on your credit report, but it can be removed. Especially if it comes like a 7 years or 10 years, you paid it all, and you, you know, it's still on your credit report. It's good for longevity, but also it don't want to be in the part where it's something that's active now. Keep that in mind. You don't want it to be where that. What is the most important part of your credit report? Just remember your payment history. What is the most important part of your credit report? Your payment history. Whether you paid on time or late, that's your credit history. It's the most important factor of your credit score. Most important factor of your credit score. And we have to keep that in mind. It makes up a whopping 35% of your score. If your score is 700, 35% of that score is based on your payment history. If you can avoid being late, don't be late. If you have a problem being late, communicate with all of those lenders. Now, one other area I think people forget about is your provided service, like your cell phone, like your utilities and your cable. Those are services that also report on your credit report. You can't be late all the time with them. Pay them. Pay them. Because they can hurt you. Then a major purchase. Some people focus on student loans. Student loans don't be on there, but most creditors don't even look at student loans. Because they know that you will be paying it off. And they know it's a large sum of money. It ain't a big stamp on your credit. It has don't have a whole lot to do with your credit report. Unless you don't pay it. If you don't pay it, it will affect your credit report. Some people do the credit report. Show bank account. No, it doesn't. It does not show your bank accounts on the credit report. And it don't have an impact on your credit score neither, your bank account. Another question that was asked, what happens if I never pay my debt? The debt collector reports it, your account to the credit bureau, and then they can make a move to get their money through a legal court system, or they can keep calling you till they get it. But in some cases, it just don't go away now. Don't think that it's going to go away in regards to because you didn't pay that bill. Now, there is some circulation now because of COVID-19. Now, I want to remind everybody that if anything is derogatory on your credit report right now, that's why you need to check it. during the CARES Act, during the pandemic, and now we have the coronavirus relief plan, it can be removed because CARES Act and this, which is the Corona Relief Plan Part 2, however you want to call it, or Part 3, however you want to call it, is that says there can be nothing negative reported on your credit report during the pandemic. We're still in the pandemic. So keep that in mind, that your credit report shouldn't have anything negative put on from March 11, which is today, 2020, to as long as this act goes on. Now, you remember this $1.9 trillion act, I'm sorry, plan, relief plan, plan will allow you to be covered for a little while, as long as the pandemic. And as long as this say, we might get a new norm, but that don't mean the pandemic completely gone. This money, this signing of this bill that's going to be signed tomorrow, unless it's been signed today, I'm trying to keep up on my ticker tape, it will take care of you in regards to negative information, incorrect information, inaccurate information was put on your credit report due to the pandemic. You may have lost your job. You might not have been able to pay them. They can't put on your credit report. So that's why you need to check it regularly, because they will slip it in there now. And that's why you have to make sure you're ready to write the letters to address. We talked about the letters on Tuesday. You know, I want to make sure before I leave from here, I want to truly give a shout out to my fraternity and my chapter for co-partnering and co-sponsoring this segment we have here. We thank them so much. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. I want to say congratulations, my brothers, for being a part of this and doing an educational program as we do on our national level to allow individuals to gain knowledge, because knowledge is power. Thank you, brothers. Also to WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station for allowing this to happen. Thank you so much. I look forward to bringing you some awesome information as much as I can. There are some other things we're going to cover, because this credit report and this debt, a lot of questions you have, we want to answer. So we're going to make sure we come back and share some more things about credit reporting, reading and understanding your credit report. And even if you're interested and you need some help beyond what you're hearing now, we have a financial solutions division in the Smithway Enterprise. You can give one of our representatives a call, and the number is 334-467-7261. We offer you an opportunity to work to look to help you read and understand your credit report, help you write the letter to address things on your credit report. We can, in essence, work with you so your score can increase with simply doing some of the little things. We're willing to do that. If you want to email it, you can email the smithwayenterprise@gmail.com, as well as lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. It's awesome to be able to bring you this knowledge. God is so good. It's truly, truly good. Hashtag, we want you to be responsible. Hashtag, communicate for understanding. The four is love, L-O-V-E. Listen, the L is listening, O is overcoming, overlooking. The V is how valuable that relationship is and how mutual values that you can come together and live by. The E is encouraging individuals to look at their credit report. Encourage them because you love them. When they do that, they become empowered. And we're all about empowering you through Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. It's been a pleasure to come before you. Want to give a shout out to these individuals who are now have joined us for the hour and the time. And we thank them so for doing that. We're going to give a shout out again to Rachel Robinson out of Tallahassee, Florida, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She works over at FAMU University. Thank you, Rachel, so much. Sarah, thank you. Denise Stephanie, Ministry Denise Stephanie. We want to definitely give her a shout out behind the mass ministry. Her and other co-hosts of a couple of the shows, Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. I'm speaking in it, and you know I'm speaking it, so it's in existence. There we're having a show coming out entitled Relationship 101. You can check out, Denise will be having it posted on her Facebook. She also will send it to me, and I post it on all my social media networks because, you know, we have to help one another. Without Denise, I couldn't have Brother Pratt, couldn't have Brother Robinson, couldn't have Sister Gina Robinson Bates. All of those individuals joined us based on the connection with Minister Denise Stephanie. Thank you, Minister Denise, for being there and being a part of this team trying to make a difference through this vessel. Thank you so much. It's a blessing. We also have Paris, you have Yvette Jeter. Thank you so much, Paris. You know, you've joined us on several occasions. And we look forward for you joining us again when we come on Monday night. We're going to be back on the show and be on the air Monday night. And we're going to focus on talking real to you at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 7:30. I had to get my time, so we changed the time. It didn't change for a little while. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're just going to bring it. We're going to be, it's the talk show that focuses on just plain old life issues. We're going to focus on COVID-19. We're going to focus on some of the changes. We're going to focus on mental health and all the things that are going on from the pandemic. We're going to come back. Our co-host that joined us, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, who is Dr. O. We have also, we have Tina Robinson. We have Sarah of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Scarlett Ace Black. Also, Dr. O is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Then we also have Lisa Levine out of that beautiful state of Florida. Then we also have, at time to time, we have Christine Walters, one of our hosts of one of our other shows, join us. We have Sarita Duncan join us. And we just have so many join. Then we also have that tag team that makes up that father and daughter. We're the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country or in the nation, in the world. That's my daughter. So proud to have her. That's Lauren D. Smith. Remember, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Check us out on Monday night. And that's just plain old life issues we're going to focus on. Also, a shout-out to Latay Pickett. I gave her a shout-out earlier, and we're still praying for awesome health, praying that she move forward and continue to grow, and God continue to cover her. She's the founder of Inspired to Inspire. Check her out. Go to her page, Latay Pickett. Go to her page, and I tell you like this, she's sowing some seed. Just go and do what she actually did. She's going to sow seed. She said, as long as the Lord allowed her to do it, she's going to sow seed, and she's going to make sure she do that. And truly, to let you know, we're going to begin to sow seed through our radio station as well, and we're going to ask you, and you go to her page, she'll tell you how to be a part of that seed sowing. We're telling you now, we're going to allow you to post on a DM the station, tweet the station, you know, Instagram the station, and your Cash App, and we will be sowing a seed with you as well through WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, the Smith Way Enterprise. See, God is so good. She's doing it, we're doing it, and I know you're doing it as well. Sow a seed. That's what it's all about. Tracy Royale, thank you, Tracy, so much for joining us. It's so good to have you. Thank you so much. And S. Carol Davis, I want to give her a wave because she just tuned in. Thank you, Carol, so much. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have you. And I'm going to give Carol some awesome credit because when we first started also with Talking Real to You, we had Our first two guests that we actually had on there, we had Latay Pickett, and we have Alicia Ruffin was the two that came on, split down. Then we later on, we had Kara and her family that has a foundation up in the Huntsville area, and they're working to make a difference in everybody's life. And she introduced me to them, and we had an awesome show with them. Thank you again, Carol Davis. Thank you so much. God is so good. It's a blessing to have you being a part of this. Thank you so much. All right, as we get ready to close out of here, we want you to understand that God is so good. You know, he brought us from a mighty long way. See, it's truly what he say. Believe and trust in me, and you'll never go wrong. I will lift you when you can't go anymore. And I will always bless you. All I ask you to do is trust in me and be willing to give the praise to me, our Lord and Savior. Hashtag keep on grinding. And we're so glad to have that opportunity to keep on grinding. And last but not least, as we move forth and close the show out, I want to be able to play some music that'll let you know that we are together with this. We have many challenges. Yes, our country is divided, but I want you to understand, God has this. Whatever we're going through, God knows what's best for us. If you're not willing to wait on him, to wait on the Lord, to see you through, then in the end you will have no choice, because it's only going to go based on his will. Not on your will, not what you want, not when you want it. Trust it in him. And I want you to say, tell your family members you love them. If you can't do it face to face, tell them virtually. If you can't visit your parents, visit your daughter, visit your family members, go to your cell phone and video yourself or make yourself live and give them a virtual hug. Because, see, God will take care of us. He will guide and keep us through our challenging times. COVID-19, yes, is here. Some people think we're over. It ain't over. And only 10% of the population received a vaccine. 90% is the number we all be pushing for, 100%. And as they tell you politically, you know, it's all about, you know, they talk about herd immunity. If we can get 60%, we'll be all right. Well, I believe God is in charge. He wants you to get 100%, but he has a vaccine out there that's believing and trusting in him. And he'll see you through. So I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening as I continue to stroll down my board to see those individuals who's joining us and saying that God is in charge. And I'm going to say this, if you trust in the Lord, he always have that anchor for you. He always have that rope for you. So I want you to reach beyond the breaks you encounter. We don't own the rights to the music. But we want you to hold on.
I want to.
We want you to. To trust in him,
the
because the neighborhood. My love.
And I'm sure the men of us
can
identify with it.
And I'm excited. You can do about it. Have an awesome day.
A young man who went swimming the other day went on out into the deep water. His father and others were standing on the bank. When they looked up, this young man
was about to drown. Something had happened while out there trying to swim, and they saw him going down. Naturally, his family, especially his father, got excited, got nervous, but the father couldn't swim. And you know how it is standing by wanting to do something for a child. You're helpless. So the father reached around and that's what happened. There was a rope there. And he took that rope and threw it. Hallelujah. And said, "Son, catch hold to the rope." The young man caught the rope. The father started to pull him in, but he looked up and saw that the rope was breaking. Can I get a witness? And he tried to call the father. Father, my rope is breaking. The father replied to the son, "My son, reach beyond the break and hold on." Look at somebody again and say, "Reach beyond the break." Come on, tell somebody, say, "Reach beyond the break and hold on." And that's all I want to tell somebody. Your rope of hope is almost broke. Your rope of faith is almost broke. Your rope of patience is almost broke. But reach, I said reach beyond the break. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
awesome rest of the day.